When I work with an associate producer, part of our training is helping you discern what kind of village grant you're generating. Village grants can be for a project, business, for your livelihood, for urgent matters, for common milestones and gateways in the ancestor healing journey, or whatever the integrity of your personal healing journey looks like. This is where I bring my gift and experience as a healer, a coach, a guide, a spiritual diagnostician, a reader, and an oracle. Why do we see healers? You see a healer when you feel confused, lost, unclear. Something is going on in life and you can't figure it out. You seek divination. You seek therapy. You seek wise counsel. You seek support. We also see healers on important milestones. Not always when we're struggling. Sometimes when we want an extra blessing. We want to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, new adventures. Maybe we seek healing because we simply love serving and being served. We love supporting and being supported. We love being part of a communal culture that nurtures and celebrates the ongoing development of our gifts. We see healers when we're crossing huge milestones, the death of a loved one, falling in love and not wanting to fuck it up. Healers of integrity know that our job isn't to tell you what to do or know you better than you know yourself. Our job is to help you illuminate the truth. For example, from a theater perspective, there's a reason why we have directors and dramaturgs and audiences. If you're on stage, you're in it. You can't always see yourself clearly. We always need people to recognize us, to reflect back, to remind us, especially when we are doused with so much colonial conditioning. Healers will tell you what they see, your gifts, the season of life you're in, the energy around you, wounds you might be acting out or patterns you're repeating. They'll help you see how you're getting in your own way, and they'll help you find the path that gets you out of it, that gets you free. In the days of the thriving village, after a healing session, you wouldn't be just thrown back into the world left to fend for yourself. Your village would gather around you and ensure that you have the support you need to stay accountable to the integrity of your healing journey as you continue to determine it. Right now, it's not that we don't have the desire to do that for each other. It's not that many of us don't already do that in many ways. But we also don't have near enough good systems in place to uphold this, to grow it, to deepen it. For example, say I sat at my altar and I spoke to my ancestors and I said, I'm having XYZ problem. I feel like I'm just going in circles in life and I can't seem to move forward. What do I do? And they said, Shanga, you need to go on a 40-day and 40-night rest retreat before you start a new project, a new relationship, or anything new. You need a dedicated ritual designed to help your entire holistic body process the last 10 years of enormous transformation. If you've been following along, I've spoken about this before, and this is actually true. This is a protocol that I really do need to follow as part of my spiritual practice that I haven't been able to do fully. But when the message was given to me, it hit me in the bones, like I know how true that is. It brought me to exploring what rest really means for me right now. You automatically think that rest means having the opportunity to sleep all day. Not necessarily. I can't properly rest in the city that I'm in. Part of what my body needs to rest is to move more. If I'm really being honest about what rest means to me, I need to be able to grieve. I need to release a lot of stored grief that I've been holding for many years. To do that, I need to be around big elements of nature. I need to go see the whales. I need to be close to big mountains, big bodies of water, and just breathe together. The other part that would actually help me rest, I need to have more fun in my social life. There's nothing more restful than spending a day with people that you have amazing, magical friendship chemistry with, the laughing, telling stories, and just witnessing each other. Spending time in really good company, that's the rest that I need. But my season of life. I'm in the starting over place of a complete overhaul of my relationship body, my ancestral body, and inevitably my social life. How do you repair your social life after spending years transforming your inherited relationship DNA at the deepest level? How do you make new friends in your 40s? There isn't a how-to manual. You just have to put yourself out there and try. You have to prioritize your wisdom, all the relationship lessons you've learned. You have to hold your boundaries and your high standards. Look, I'm not 13 anymore. Back then I was like, sure, I guess I'll just sit with you guys at the lunch table. I'm not picky. I just want people to sit with. Now I'm like, no, I'm very picky about who I sit with. And that's appropriate for where I am in life. See, everything that came out of this healing session is very much a confirmation of how much my heart and spirit needs to follow thriving village protocols wherever I am and whatever I do. Before you move on to something new, you always need an end-of-life ritual. That's what this rest retreat would be for me. You can't just move on to the next thing without taking that time for integration. So if I know that, then the next step would be to imagine, well, okay, how do I make that happen? A thriving village artist grant system would say, you just need an artist grant for this essential end-of-life ritual. You need an artist grant designed to protect and celebrate your willingness to start over in life, to try and find new friends, to try and repair your social life. The grant wouldn't be for, I'm going to make sure I heal my social life. No, the grant is just to try. In the village, we recognize that in itself is a process that needs to be fully supported, regardless of how long it takes or what the outcome is. When we fully support the process, it doesn't matter if after 6 months I still haven't found any new friends. The point is that I did something good with the time that I had, and the time that I did have was supported. When I say we don't currently have good enough systems in place to protect the integrity of your healing journey, this is what I mean. Other systems will say, okay, now that we've illuminated the truth, let's see if we can find an artist grant for you to apply to that would support you to travel more. That's time consuming. Who knows if something like that exists or, and you know, that I'm eligible for. And if I do apply, who knows if I'll get it, how long it will take. And 100% I will have to change the integrity of what I actually need to turn it into some kind of program with measurable deliverables that I could actually apply for funding for. Not to mention, the further I personally have gone in my ancestor healing journey, the more inaccessible writing and applying for these grants have become for me, but we will talk about that another time. Another system will say, okay, just figure out how to fund what you need via entrepreneurship. Let's help you figure out how to launch some sort of program so that you can host and provide something for a group of folks, so they can pay you for an experience, and then maybe you can all travel together and grieve and rest together. Okay, and then hopefully I'll attract people who might become really good friends, but I actually can't put that expectation on you because you're paying me, and that would create a really weird dynamic. So yeah, I'm just like crossing my fingers, hoping that maybe that'll naturally happen. But now I'm not really resting because I'm low-key stressed and focused on making sure this is a really good experience for you so you feel like you get your money's worth. A village artist granting system is designed to help us cut it out. Just let's be more straightforward with one another about what we really need and why. A thriving village artist grant system remembers that we cannot rely on entrepreneurship alone for financial sustainability. That is a lie that capitalism sold us. You can see that in trying to apply some sort of entrepreneurship model onto what I really need, I've already lost the integrity of it, and I'm already exhausted. Okay, but let me indulge the voices saying you could still make that work via entrepreneurship. Let's talk about it. How about this one? Figure out how to monetize your gifts and sell your services in a way that allows you to generate enough income to live with a great amount of spaciousness, so that you have the time and resources to travel, rest, and grieve as much as you need. That is what most business coaches would tell me to do. And it is honestly what works for a lot of people. If I were to make that work for me, my best option, given my personal circumstances, would be to focus my efforts on pitching myself as a high-paid consultant to high-paying clients. Realistically, I would need a very small roster of clients who can pay 4 or 5 figures each month to make it all work out. Now, it's actually possible for me to do that. I could make that work if I really wanted to. But I'll tell you why I haven't chosen that road is because it leaves my heart hollow. Capitalism has taught us that the only way to make a living is to buy and sell. Thus, capitalism continues, if at any moment you lose your ability to buy and sell, you literally deserve to die. In a thriving village model, entrepreneurship does have a sacred space in public life. Yes, the marketplace is incredibly sacred, but it is not responsible for public funding. It is not responsible for essential services that keep a village alive. It's not the determining factor for whether you live or die. So much of my work revolves around creating a public library. That is what I've done mostly on my podcast, Otherworldly Giants, the Divination Channel. I want a lot of content creators to think of yourself like that. Many people, especially young people, you're creating amazing popular education on your platforms. You're designing and curating a public library. You're running an independent school. You deserve public funding for that. Just for that. Not, okay, now that you've realized you have something people want, you have to take 7 extra steps to figure out how to turn it into an entrepreneurship. No, back it up. You deserve funding just for the library, period. I deserve funding for my library, for my open classroom on YouTube, for my Storyteller's Apothecary. How about the Thriving Village reminds us that small businesses deserve public funding even as you buy and sell things? You deserve public funding when you start up, or when you're closing down, or during slow seasons, or during times of family emergencies or sickness, or just taking time off as a regular practice. If everyone agreed that figuring out how to help everyone run successful, you know, entrepreneurships was our best answer, then we would be turning our backs on important, available opportunities to practice deeper Thriving Village principles when it comes to how we share and exchange money. I do believe that if we don't start investing in building these skills now at a much greater commitment and capacity, that will cause us, as a human species, many dire problems down the road, not to mention for our planet. So, to recap, a village artist granting system is designed to 1. Help you self-determine and honor the specificity of what you actually need in any given moment. 2. Put money directly on what that is. And 3. In a timely, efficient manner. By no means am I saying this kind of system should replace entrepreneurship, but it does need to be the ground underneath it. That way we can actually reclaim the joy and fun and wild ride of running a business and feed our wealth into a healing economy rather than just more capitalism. So here I can say, hey village, I need an artist grant to rest, to travel, to heal myself, to dream, to grieve, and to heal my social life in a way that makes sense to me. And I don't always know how I'm supposed to do that, but I do know how to follow my gut. And that's the integrity of my healing journey in this moment. Then we would design a money-moving workshop to generate funds that protect my integrity and invite people into that world as investors, because you have a stake in wanting to return to live like this too. Tomorrow, you might want to wake up and know that you're connected to a village system where you could ask for the simplicity of what you need and it would be well received. You have access to a developing culture where we all get to live like this. You can probably feel right now that this system is designed to nurture, protect, and resource you, and also confront you and challenge you. Some of you might be feeling concerns and hesitations emerge, like, hold on, I don't know, what about this? How would that actually work? The emergence of these questions is the point. This is our invitation into deeper research. Let's go into those questions, open them up, do surgery, with the goal of always returning to thriving village principles. When I work with an associate producer, you might feel hesitations and fears come up. What about this issue? Will my community really back me on this? Whatever comes up, my job is to Olivia Pope that shit and always bring us back to village principles instead of the White House. We take issues coming up and we craft them into our sincere pitch, an opportunity to invite us into deeper, more generous village practices. For example, as I'm sharing this with you, I'm feeling a narrative emerge steeped in what colonialism and capitalism has instilled in us as core values. That it is absolutely audacious to come to a community of people and say, I really need to rest. Can you give me money for that? How dare we do that for each other? How dare we be so selfish? How dare we be such freeloaders? That is an incredibly racist, classist term, by the way. It's far more respectable if I found some nonprofit organization or a billionaire philanthropist or a corporation who gave me money to rest. If I told you, I applied for this grant and they gave me money just to rest on my own terms with no strings attached, you'd be like, oh my God, that is so cool. How do I get in on that too? How do I work the system like that? But to come to a village directly and ask for it? Why is that so audacious? Because you're thinking about a million reasons for why you should trust me or trust anyone who would ask for such a thing. Why should you give your money to my personal healing journey? Let me give you two scenarios. Scenario one, I partner with someone who has a large platform. I come on that platform and I say, I experienced a major injury at work because I fell asleep at the job. Or maybe I fell asleep at the wheel and I got into a car accident. Or maybe I was diagnosed with a major illness and I'm required to stop working for a few weeks and rest or else I'll probably die. Will you please help cover my rent so that I don't die? Will you send anything that you have, please? I'm begging you. I don't have any options left and I'm desperate. A lot of people wouldn't have a problem, quote unquote, donating to me in a crisis. Of course, some people would say, it's your fault that you fell asleep at the wheel. Some people would ignore me, but a lot of people would feel sorry for me and they would be activated by my desperation and they'd feel really good about helping me out in a crisis. Scenario two, I partner with someone who has a large platform. We do a training together and we realize that, I need to go on this 40-day rest retreat before things get really bad. We come to you, our village, and we say, hey, village, I need to rest, to travel, to dream, to play, to grieve. Can you put something into the pot? I want to get on top of this. I want to be responsible for my health before anything gets worse, but also because that's just my joy in life. In a thriving village practice, we don't see either of these asks as a burden. Coming to each other for support for our livelihood, in good times or bad, is an honor. It's a right, it's a responsibility, and it's our power. By challenging ourselves to give to each other in this way, we're disrupting a savior complex rooted in the colonial charity model. We're trained to only donate to each other when we can prove our suffering, when you see me as some kind of poor, unfortunate soul. What I challenge you to remember is that when I'm fully supported in my healing journey, what I can then offer back to my village is phenomenal. The lessons, the insights, the contribution, the invention, the opportunities, all of the magic that will inevitably arise from 40 days of rest. The village gets to have me at my best and not on a verge of a breakdown or a crisis. In the process, we become phenomenal possibility models and accountability partners for each other. Phenomenal mirrors. We remind each other of what really matters in life. We remember the parts of ourselves that capitalism has taken away from us. Why shouldn't we pay each other to have fun with our friends? Why shouldn't we organize to make that happen for each other? That's badass. Also, because too many of you are applying for grants, thinking of all kinds of deliverables you can promise your funders when what you really want is an excuse to hang out with really cool people. Why shouldn't we train ourselves to put money on what really matters to us as a human species? Here's an example of what you could get a village grant for. Starting, growing, or maintaining an audience on social media, Patreon, or Substack. Or working with a financial coach, a business coach, or a social media coach. Pausing here to say, millions of people are trying to build an audience around their art, their voice, their wisdom, their gifts, in order to make money. But what if we financially supported the process of building? In other words, what if you could be financially supported while you figured out how to make money? What a revelation. How about this one? Closing a business, ending a relationship or a chapter of life. Again, pause to say imagine that a business you've been running for years has run its course. Instead of seeing that as a failure, see it as a monumental success, a celebration of everything you accomplished and learned. We see that moment as a failure because we're not making enough money to keep the lights on. But in this system, you could be financially supported in the process of not making money anymore, i.e. the process of grieving, resting, integrating, and imagining what you could do next. What a revelation! Here's some more examples of what you could get village grant funding for. Studying your dreams. Getting out of an abusive relationship. Parenting. Animal companionship. Land stewardship. Hanging out in nature for as long as you need. Going door to door for Sudan. Learning about what's happening in the Congo. Or calling your representative all day for Palestine. Supporting an elder of any species. Holding a loved one and just being there as they transition. Going on super mad scientist research mode for weeks on end, even when you make no sense to anyone except the future. Recovering from or living through an illness. Nerding out about a topic you love or developing your spiritual gifts without the pressure of turning everything into a product, service, or program you have to sell. Sitting at the altar in silence. Going on an adventure when you have no idea where you'll end up or why. Lounging around and reading. Studying with your favorite teacher or elder. Hosting queer, kinky, survivor-centered, ancestor-honoring sex parties, or is that one just me? These are all things that commonly come up in our healing sessions. As you listen to this bundle, feel free to pause here, and if you feel inspired, journal about some things that you would want funding for right now if you were surrounded by a village happy to resource the integrity of your healing journey. The things that come up for what we really need to heal in any given moment are often strange, open-ended, so specific, sometimes unexpected, but inevitable. The spirit behind the system really wants to be able to turn to our village in these moments, instead of running around exhausting ourselves doing everything but. The system is willing to try and find a way to come closer to a type of communal healing that everyone is aching for. How do you think it would heal you if the village helped you raise an artist grant to support you while you went through a heartbreaking divorce? If your village supported you with something that you were sure you just had to figure out by yourself? Of course, village grants can be generated for regular things like funding your most revolutionary essential art projects, a business startup fund for research and writing, but at a much greater strength, capacity, and heart than what other funding bodies could do for you now. All of this to say, when I work with an associate producer, part of my job is to help you self-determine what you need the money for according to your integrity. Then I support you to learn how to talk about this. Put a language, a framework, a pitch, and a structure around it to activate and inspire your community to make this happen for you and for all of us. And my oh my, look at what we're doing quietly and not so quietly, dismantling our current financial system. Take that, Hamilton the musical. Including how it exists in our subconscious and through actual dollars. Who doesn't want to be a part of that? Come back for the next section. We'll talk about the Money Moving Workshop Part 2.